The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
In Explained Well with Christelle today, ons bietjie gesels oor die besigheid van liefde. And on the line, we have planner to the stars extraordinaire, Precious the Planner. Very, very big welcome to you. We are so pleased to have you on The Drive with Robin Ross, Precious.
Hi, afternoon. Hello, everybody.
How has your day been so far, considering Valentine's?
Well, I was busy with flowers and I got flowers, but I'm working. I'm still at the office. So.
Hey, Precious is going to be busy for a while today.
Yes.
No, I'm done. You guys are my last appointment. I'm enough looking at beautiful red roses for the day.
I wanted to ask, you spend all your time putting incredible events together for people and sorting flowers and so on out. Did you get a Valentine's today?
Yes, yeah, my husband got me flowers.
Good man.
Good so. One.
Good man, we've been having this conversation. Listen, Precious, so like the whole thing with Valentine's Day, I mean, we know how quickly, you know, the price of red roses can surge around this time of the year. Are flowers still like the go-to thing?
Absolutely. I mean, the flower market was busier than I expected, especially for like the time of, you know, years that we've come out of. I didn't expect so many people to be at the flower market, and even like fellow people that do gifting or florists. It was so busy, and most of the shops are also very busy and packed. It's a good thing, I guess, but yeah, it's very busy, more than I expected.
So Precious, today, have you seen people only buying flowers, or have you had people actually book you to create a Valentine's experience for them?
On purpose this year, I haven't, because we've been super hectic, and I know once I open that up, it's really hard to say no, but I've done for like a few of my clients that are repeat customers. I've curated gifts for them, booked restaurants, but last year it was more because a lot of people were celebrating indoors. A lot of people went with that option of, you know, a private dinner at home with a chef in. So I think people have gone more gifting, and because we can go outside, they've gone more experiences, traveled or booked a restaurant. Yeah.
Precious,
so
I wanted
kind of the change.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, right? I mean, I made my girlfriend a card. That is the extent of what I've done. I folded an A4 piece of paper in half. I cut a little heart out of it. I wrote a note. You do this for a living. How does the other half live? What's the most ridiculous thing you've had to organize?
I mean, I think the most special thing is if you know your partner really well. Mm. The questions I get asked is, okay, so besides flowers, what else? And we always ask, like, what does your partner like? So for you, if you've gone with something that's so sentimental and you've written something that she'll remember, she can keep that note, that letter.
Yeah.
You know your partner. But I think a lot of people just try and do what everybody's doing and they miss the point of it's actually something that's more thoughtful and someone will remember, not just because you're trying to, you know, tick a few boxes.
Precious, that sound you heard in the background was Rob giving snaps to himself or his handmade card.
That's exactly it.
And Precious, I think you've answered one question that I've wanted to ask in terms of, because you're saying people are spending on experiences, on flowers, on all kinds of things. We look at the state of the economy now post-COVID, and for many people it's tough, but it seems that, you know, and perhaps it links with a different demographic, as you say, Rob, but are we coming out of the rough times post-COVID? Are people spending on love again? Because love seems to be a good business to be in.
It definitely is. I mean, I'm in my 11th, 12th years, and I definitely see that what I've noticed, right, and it's beautiful to see because it's great for the industry, but I think people have learned how life is so short. You're not guaranteed the person you love or yourself or people that you love around you are going to be here for, you know, the next coming years, and you plan ahead too much. So a lot of people actually go with the flow, and it's the one to celebrate now. They've worked hard for it. Mm. The money's there. They go all out.
Mm.
And that's one thing I've noticed in the last, 24 months, I'll say like 2 years. So even going into this year, if I look at just the trend of how people want to celebrate, it can be small, but people really go all out to celebrate and just enjoy the moment and enjoy life.
Precious, Joe here. I just want to know the question that's on everyone's lips. Has Lerato Kanyago posted yet? That's what everybody needs to know today. F&B Stadium has been booked out for concerts and things, and hotels have been bought. So has she posted today yet?
A little birdie tells me she's not even on South African ground.
Okay. Oh. So maybe we'll get it in Australian time or New York time.
Not on CAT. That's what you must know. You wake up at bang. She'll still be in Valentine's. You're not.
Oh, Precious. We'll leave you there. Thank you so much for coming on the show this afternoon. Enjoy the business of love. We're very jealous.
You'll be all right. Hopefully there's something special waiting for you when you guys knock off.
Fingers crossed. Roz is making up at the moment.
Yes, very much so. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Precious. And is Precious the planner, organizing the events for the stars.
I don't know if you've ever seen her Instagram, but it is next level amazing.
One day when we're all big.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.